so many of those interchanges about teaching, like with teaching and kids, like it happens over the course of time in the classroom, where you walk over to a kid and you're seeing something that they're doing, even if it's on camera. Like, you know, you look at your, you can look at their Google Doc, but then you can get up and you can go over and have a quiet conversation with the kid on the side. Now, like, it's on blast. Like, if I talk to a kid at home, everybody hears the conversation. Like, there's no privacy, there's no sense of intimacy, there's no like coaching in the corner. It's all like out there. And so that also kind of inhibits what I say. And it prevents me from providing constructive criticism at times because I don't want to hurt the kids' feelings. You know, so I end up like typing this long thing to kids, like on their Google Doc, to try to present it that way. I'll try to say things in a very kind of political manner and gentle manner. But I find that a lot of times I avoid pushing kids and critiquing kids because it's so decontextualized. They can't really see my face. They can't necessarily hear my intent. And I feel like something's going to get lost. And I feel that's a part that I've been struggling with, definitely, is the inability to do some of the aspects of teaching that are important, like actually seeing something that a kid is doing and taking it to the next level. Unless I type it on the doc, that's another way. And kids pay attention, but there are definitely kids who are getting lost.